Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo says he will work to implement a peace accord to end a nearly five-month-old rebellion in the West African country. The president's announcement came in a much-awaited speech late Friday. The Ivorian leader surprised many here when he said he would work to implement the French-brokered accord. The agreement, reached in France 2 weeks ago, has sparked massive demonstrations by government supporters who maintain it granted too many concessions to the rebels. Some observers had widely expected President Gbagbo to reject the accord, given the public outcry and opposition by the military, which had called the agreement humiliating. In his televised speech Friday, Mr. Gbagbo urged Ivorians to give the peace agreement a chance.
Essayons ça. Et si ça ne marche pas, on verra bien que ça ne marche pas. Mais si ça marche, et je souhaite que ça marche, parce que nous sommes fatigués de la guerre. Si ça marche, eh bien, nous aurons tous retrouvé le sourire.
The Ivorian leader said, let us try it. If it does not work, then we shall see. But he said, I hope it works because we are tired of war. Mr. Gbagbo said, we should be patient and tolerant. Mr. Gbagbo sought to appease opponents of the accord who were angered by terms that some said violated the country's constitution, a document that was adopted by referendum nearly 3 years ago.
Je vais travailler à l'application de l'accord de Mercosur. Je vais travailler à l'application de cet accord tant que cet accord n'est pas en contradiction avec notre constitution.
The Ivorian president said he would work to implement the peace agreement as long as it does not contradict the constitution. Mr. Gbagbo said that in keeping with the agreement, he would allow Prime Minister Seydou Diarra to be part of a new coalition government. He urged those who had earlier protested Mr. Diarra's nomination to accept him as the new prime minister. Much of the anger over the accord has centered on reports that rebels would be granted the ministries of defense and the interior. President Gbagbo did not specifically address that issue, saying more remained to be negotiated. Rebels who control about half the country warned Friday they were ready to resume attacks and gave the president a one-week ultimatum to implement the agreement. The prospect of renewed violence in Ivory Coast, the world's largest producer of cocoa and an important business center in West Africa, prompted thousands of foreigners to leave the country. France, which was the target of much of the demonstrators' anger over the past 2 weeks, began flying in reinforcements to the thousands of troops that it already has on the ground. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Abidjan.